This is Charlie 6, Wilco.
This is Sandal 3. Is your southern element pushed up tight against the creek, or?
It's Charlie 6, that's affirmative. We're linked up with Alpha, and we're both up against the creek. Charlie 6.
This is Sandal 3. I'd like you to start working your southern element into a Papa Zulu. We'll relocate you to a position in the vicinity from 81 right, 1 down point 2 in that general vicinity for you to move to sweep south.
This is Charlie 6, roger.
This is Sandal 3, when do you estimate you'll be able to get into a PZ or?
This is Charlie 6, should take about 10, over.
Sandal 3, roger. Break Alpha 6, Sandal 3.
Alpha 6, over.
This is Sandal 3, move your southern element into PZ. We'll pick them up and relocate them to a vicinity of from 71 left, 1.5 or 6 and down 0.1 to move west and then south. Over.
Bravo, have you
finished?
Alpha 6, Sandal 3, did you roger the message? Roger from 85. Down 1.1, right 1.5, over. Sandal 3, go.
This is Charlie 6, you said from 81, right 1, down 0.2.
Sandal 3, affirm. Do you see where that plots out?
This is Charlie 6, affirmative, you want us south?
Sandal 3, affirm, south, and then a little bit southwest. I think you'll see the purpose, over.
This is Charlie 6. I must have 81 plotted wrong, I don't see it. It's azimuth 320 degrees, formation trail, location, weight 1. This is Charlie, from 71 left 2.4 down 0.4, over.
Can you give me the azimuth again? I missed it.
Affirmative 320.
Well, this was taped about a couple of weeks ago when Alpha and Charlie Company was out and we were in. We didn't have anybody out, so I was monitoring battalion radio in here. I just got back off of leave, and I thought I'd finish it up. Not really a whole lot to talk about, because I wrote everything in a letter that I can think about. It's happened since I left. We'll probably be moving out in about a few days. We really don't know. They hadn't told us for sure yet. We'll be going to the French Fort, though. From what I hear, it's just like the old Indian forts, only it's built out of concrete. It's got a wall all the way around it and firing ports from it, and a walkway up on top of the wall, and gates, wooden gates, and these bridges that you let down over. It's got a canal all the way around the fort, and has wooden bridges that you operate by chains that you let up and down whenever you using the going across the canal, and it's got a pier that goes out to the ocean from it to unload boats. We'll be using getting supplied by boat mostly. Most of our transportation will be by boat. We'll come into Long Bend by boat, and whatever we have to do, we'll have runs from there to Long Bend and catch trucks from there to Bearcat to coordinate anything. Like usually here, we have a truck going to Bearcat every day, take guys back for R&R and appointments, see the division doctors and stuff like that. We got, let's see, I got a calendar up here, 64 days. Well, it's after midnight now, so it's 63 days left. Some of the guys are have already gotten their reassignment, where they're going to when they get back to the States. I ain't gotten mine yet. Most of them are way off from where they put. You know, when we first got over here, they sent out these papers, and you put down where you wanted to be reassigned to when you got back to the States. And I put anywhere in the 4th Army area. That's anywhere around Fort Polk or Fort Hood, Texas and Louisiana. Most of them are getting Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Ord, California, and some of them are getting Fort Bliss, Texas. I'll probably get mine tomorrow and the next day. I told you about that short mortar round. Messed up our first sergeant and the XO and another sergeant that was just walking down the path. Boy, it really riddled their tent. They got a little old, small tent, three people stay in it. And it really riddled it and messed up the side of our CP, and a lot of shrapnel went in our hooch. Holes all in the place. I noticed we're in the paper. I didn't get today. Today's Sunday. I didn't get today's. Probably get it tomorrow. But I had a paper already here from last week, and I read it and noticed where John was gonna get married. So I guess he's gonna finally settle down. I guess that's pretty good. He's getting pretty old. I guess he ought to go ahead and settle down. I'm still undecided what kind of car I'm going to get. I've been looking at pictures and everything. I think they gave you a wild price on that $4,000. You can expect anywhere from $400 to $500 drop from that list price. I don't think I'm going to pay that much for no Chevelle. So we'll just wait till I get home and I'll look one over. I probably won't order one. They should be one on the car lot somewhere I like. I'll just buy one off the lot. I sure hope that suit gets home okay. I'll probably order me, get me another one when I get home, get set up and everything, get out of the Army. This guy, he's gonna keep my measurements on record. But of course, every time I order a suit, I just write him, and he'll send me a blank back and just measure the across the shoulders and the waist and the hips and length and all that again. But he said, unless I change a lot, he probably won't need no more measurements. It might be minor adjustments I'd have to make. But I imagine you'll like it when you see it. It's made out of real good material too, because he took it and twisted it all up and everything, and it let it go and it didn't wrinkle or nothing. And he shrunk it and everything before he made the suit. So I guess now then, up until I left on leave, I had that to look forward to. Now then, next time I get on a plane, I'll be coming home. That's the next thing I'll be looking forward to. I really don't think we'll spend, I'll be here that long. I think we'll get a little drop. One of the sergeants already got his orders. He got a 5-day drop. He's leaving. He came over with the 3rd Brigade. You know, they came over the 30th of November. And he's already got his orders to go home the 27th of November. But I think they'll, in a battalion here. So he didn't come over with our battalion. He came over with another one. I think, wait a minute, I got a call. Just a bunker calling in a sit rep. They're gonna turn this place over to a Popular Forces company. That's sort of like our National Guards back home. And we're leaving a lot of buildings, but a lot of them are sawing up. They take a chainsaw and cut them half in two and load them on deuce and a half, carrying them to the French Fort and to the this other town. It will be the town will be split up. Headquarters and one line company will be at this pretty big town. Name of it's Kanjuk. And the other two line companies will be at down at the French Fort. I don't think it'd be too bad around right around there, but I know 2nd Brigade, they got one of their worst battles just north of the French Fort about back in May. I believe it was back in June when they got in a real big battle over there. So maybe they might have wiped out most of them, but there'll still be a few stragglers around like it was around here. I doubt if there'll be any main force units. There may be some, but I doubt it. Not like it were around here when we got here. There'll still be a lot of scattered units probably. I sure did have a lot of mail to read when I got back. I think I had about 25 letters over about 8 or 9 days' time. I didn't stay as long as I could have. I could have stayed longer, I guess. But I don't know. I just didn't like it up there. There wasn't much happening. I need to get back down here. And so if they left out, I'd be here and I could get all my stuff packed and they wouldn't leave nothing. I don't know. It's kind of boring up there around Bearcat. Of course, it's a lot safer and everything, but time goes real slow. And I could have stayed up there a couple of days, I guess, but I came on down today. I got in there yesterday and came down here today. Well, I guess the tape's gonna go out on us, so I'll just sign off for now and try to make another one here pretty soon if I have anything to say, any news, tell about or anything like that.